So hardship is something you should embrace and hang on, because it pays good. I believe it's a very old British proverb that I'm not rich enough to buy cheap stuff. Because cheap stuff, you will throw it away and you buy another one and another one. So you lose a lot of money. So they would say, I'm not that rich enough to buy the cheap stuff. Don't go for the easy stuff. Hardship is something to look for. Did I convince you to volunteer for today by all this changing the meaning of hardship? Or not?
Where are we?
What are we talking about? We are at the middle of the story.
The
story is about the human nature, mainly the animal part of it, the one that appreciates something if that thing belongs to him or her, something like that. But more than that, we know about it. Mainly, we know the subject of this story we are reading today, to go on reading it again, is to count on yourself only, to believe in cause and effect and your effort and outcome. If you believe in that, which I believe you do, all of you, is there any illogical person here? So all of you, you think that, yes, whatever you do, you will see the result,
right?
And you firmly believe in this. And upon this, you could prove the impossibility of a lot of stuff, right? If you don't try hard enough, what will happen? Say you won't get it. If you try hard enough, what will happen? You get what you want. See? So you're 100% sure of that. The amazing thing is, there is one fellow who had a famous theory, and he got a Nobel Peace Prize. His name was Heisenberg. And he proved a theory of uncertainty. And he said, there could not be a certainty. So why are you sure about both answers? Because you believe only in your effort. Did you come here by your effort? Which one of you did that? Now we are looking at it. John, read it, please.
In every act for which you have inclination, you are clearly conscious of your power. Line 635 in the old book.
Okay, good. Thank
you. In every act for which you have no inclination and desire, in regard to that, you have become a saying, this is from God. A necessitarian saying, this is from God. The prophets are necessitarians in regard to the works of this world. The infidels are necessitarians in regard to the works of the next world. To the prophets, the works of the next world are free will. To the foolish, the works of this world are free will.
Okay, what does that mean? This was something, right? A good argument. First of all, when you were thinking about doing your best and getting what you want or what you're looking for, you were looking at one side of the coin. The funny thing is, you do not always stand over there. You are cheaters. Your cheating is hidden in your logic. We have talked about this, and this is a good time to wrap it off. Wrap it up. We talked about your logic. How did you get your logic? Which one of you is a logical expert who could teach in this school, in a high school, the logic to students? Which one of you? Good. No one. So, none of you are good at logic, right? But all of you, you believe 100% in your logic. Let me tell you how you got your logic. You never studied logic. Logic, you found it piece by piece, here and there, with the problems that you understood, or you thought you got it. And you got one piece of logic. And these pieces of logic, they don't go together, do they? Is it one piece? This is like a puzzle which all the pieces are in place. If that was the case, you could teach logic. So, it's a puzzle which remains puzzle. Because none of these pieces will fit the other one. Do you remember this? Anyone? You remember this wazir made a lot of logical sayings. You could read each of, you could write each of them golden on the wall. And each one was the opposite of the other. Looked around, it was in your brains. Do you remember? Or you forgot? This is something you should never forget. Your logic is like that. So, you have a funny, silly combination of different, non-matching parts of logic in your head. Right? This is not the worst thing. This is bad. Because you're working with a silly instrument. But this is not the worst part of it. You use it in a very special way. You choose one of those opposites depending the moment that you are thinking and you want to arrive to a conclusion. Look at this gentleman. This was a guy who was sure that if you try hard, you will get it. Right? Is there any one of you to be simple-hearted enough to think that when he fails in some exam and we will ask him, why did you fail? He will say, I didn't try hard. Or he will say, oh, that day I wasn't feeling too good. It was her fault, actually. She disturbed my concentration, or some excuses. And even he could say, that was the fate. It was supposed to happen and happen. Am I correct? Assuming this in you? And in all of you? This is the secret. This is why I put these four lines for today, remember? I said, I like you to read these four lines. Because you use the logic as you wish. When something happens, something good, how do you describe that happening? As Eugenius, you who found the way. And in a very special moment, you grabbed the opportunity and you succeeded. It's when you fail that you will say, it was fate. It was coming. You know what? It happened out of blue.